Welcome to Acorn to Oak with Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy. Within each acorn, there is the DNA that strives to be a mighty oak tree. All it needs to reach its potential for greatness is to be activated. You are the acorn. On this show, we will share with you the tools and guidance you need to grow into the person you are meant to be. And now your host, Penny Quayle Pierce and co-host Matthew Donaghy.
Hi, good evening, folks. I hope you're doing well this evening, or this afternoon, depending where you are in the world. And Matthew and I are here talking about a year in the life of Acorn to Oak. So this is going to be a great show because we're going to be talking about what's going on, what we're doing at the moment, how things are with us, and also talking about the fact that we have a new co-host joining Matthew for the next three shows, purely for the reason is that I need to take some time off. I'm going for some major heart surgery, so I hope you'll all wish me well with that. And it's next week, so Matthew and Adam will be taking over the show for the next few weeks. So I hope you'll support them and give them your love and attention each week as they move through different subjects. So going back to what we're talking about this evening, a year in the life of Acorn to Oak. And, you know, although we talk about Acorn to Oak and we talk about all of the different things that we do, Acorn to Oak is not a new entity. It's been something that has been growing for the last 18 to 20 years. And it's a collaboration of health professionals, therapists, educational advisors, spiritual teachers and other people from the human potential movement, or as we like to call it at Acorn to Oak, we're very much into personal evolution and helping people grow past their past. And you know, it's obviously very much, it's symbolic, you know, little acorns to mighty oak trees. And it's about spreading out those branches of the oak tree to help others achieve the same growth as we have done, and which we help other people achieve. And, you know, we're very shamanic in our outlook and belief in the strength and the wisdom of the buffalo. And the buffalo is the only animal on the plains that doesn't run from a storm, while all the others do. You know, the buffalo come together as a herd and turn and face it. They gather all the young and elderly in the centre, and the wisest and the strongest form a rim around the perimeter to protect and shelter them. And as its leaders turn and head into the storm, they lead the whole herd in the protection. And the buffalo innately know the quickest and safest way to face the storm and head through it together and out again into the luscious grasslands. So we invite you at Acorn to Oak to join the herd or the tribe. And it's very much our understanding that company is stronger than willpower. And we invite you to surround yourself with the dreamers and the doers, the believers and the thinkers. And most of all, surround yourself with the others who see your greatness, even though you don't necessarily see it yourself. So I've had my little say on this at the moment, and I'm going to hand over to Matthew so he can get in on the conversation.
Yeah, thanks, Penny. So good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. I hope you're all well. It's been really interesting just reflecting on sort of what we're going to be talking about on the show, because when I look back over the last year, I've achieved so much, and everything that sort of I was trying to manifest the year before and more, I've achieved. And I know Acorn to Oak has done that as well. And it's amazing. It's only really when you look back and reflect on things that you realise how far you've come and how much you've achieved. And when you have a clear and strong vision and you really use that laser beam focus, anything is possible. I've managed to manifest more last year than I had on my list. Very much priority for me was passing my group facilitation course, because not only does it mean that for my business I can go and run my independent taster days and do groups, but I can also be part of the Acorn to Oak main facilitation team. And it's like, even just that one thing is just incredible. And I've never been a high achiever at school. I was always that one that sort of never really put in the effort, could have done really well, but never really put the effort and got average grades. So always could have done better. This is the only course, I think, and my other breathwork courses that I've really had the passion for, and it's shown, because in many ways I've found it very, very easy. And it just comes naturally. When you're onto something that you're passionate about, it's not work. It doesn't feel like work. It feels crazy because you're getting paid really good money for doing something that doesn't feel like work, because if you could do it for free, you would, because you enjoy it that much. And so, yeah, reflecting on the last year has been really quite intense, because Penny and I have done so much together as well within Acorn to Oak and planning, and it's very much what's coming in now in sort of January, and what we're going to be bringing to you for the coming months is what we were talking about the start of last year and how cool that would be. And that's the natural step, and working through how, what Penny's vision was, how, what people were asking for, because very much there's a demand for the foundation course, but the global market is slightly different. People are going to need it slightly different. So we've been working on various different things, and it's those things are happening now. And it seemed like we were dreaming about it last year, and now it's happening. And it is an absolute dream when you're passionate about something, and you find that. I mean, for me, my mission has always been, since trying Breath for Life breathwork, it was so life-changing for me. I thought, why is this, why doesn't every person know about this? Because it's the most life-changing experience I've done, and I've had. So for me, it was very much early on, I had this passion for get the word, everybody should know about this, like health organisations should know about this. This should be available to people. In the UK, we have National Health System. In my opinion, this is such a life profound changing action therapy. This should be on our NHS. We should be providing that service. And I'm getting passionate about it now, because it's kind of like there's so many services that I've tried and many people with mental health has tried, and doesn't work and doesn't seem effective. And it's like, why are we still banging our head against the wall? Why are we still using the same old systems that don't seem to work? Because we need to make a change. And there's very much a lot of talk about sort of talking about mental health. And for me, it's about, no, we need to stop talking about mental health and start doing something about it. We need to take it one step further. And that's very much our mission for this year, is to sort of stop messing about, really like pull up our sleeves and really get cracking and take this global, because there's such a demand for it and there's so many people living in pain and suffering that could be living extraordinary lives. That's what we're here for. We're not here for pain and suffering and to just stay in the same place and get the same experience. It is very much, we're here to evolve. That's what life's about. And that's very much where we're at now. So it's amazing reflecting back and looking at all the sort of processes and the visualizations and the groundworks, as I would say. And when it proves that when you put in the groundworks, any vision can become possible.
I think that's so true, Matthew. It's you know, obviously for me, Acorn to Oak was very much born out of the fact that I was doing a 4-year training in the 90s, learning to be a homeopath, and I was basically exposed to a plethora of different therapies, different modalities. It was basically, I was very much at a stage of my life is that men are from Mars, women from Venus, you know, what on earth did that mean? Going through all sorts of different things about energy medicine, does it work, does it not work? You know, I came from a very orthodox platform, you know, with nursing and intensive care nursing. And it was very much a case of me, this was my exploratory time. And very much I found that there was some stuff out there, but it was very disconnected. Yeah. It didn't flow. And very much part of the passion I had was that things needed to flow and things needed to make sense. And, you know, it was all very well having these dots scattered around the universe, but actually I wanted to bring them all together so that people could actually start at point A and go right the way through to Z or Z in the States and realize that they were taking a considerable step each step that they took. So one of the things we have within Acorn to Oak is we have a yearly syllabus of things that we actually teach. And we start off in February, usually, with a weekend which is called Becoming Alive Weekend. And it's very much about dealing with inner conflict. You know, people often times complain that they don't have enough time. They don't know what to do next. They're not as far along as they should be. And a whole host or myriad of complaints that not only prevent them from accomplishing what they want in their businesses, but actually fully enjoying the journey and the experiences that they're having in their lives. The real problem isn't that they observe the world, but it's rather they should look at the internal conflicts that are preventing them from accessing their ideas, their thoughts, their actions, and also looking at the resources that are available to aid them in creating success. It's not that we don't have enough time, it's because we're not using that time wisely. You know, we dissipate so much mental energy on internal conflicts that we drain our energy and the time that we have. I just want you to think about it. You know, how much time is consumed by worry? And whether, you know, you're making the right decision, are you thinking of the past? Are you participating in anxiety? And you're driving the future by that worry. So, you know, we look at that during the Becoming Alive weekend, and we help people get through to looking at all sorts of different issues. You know, are you consumed by your thoughts, you know, your body image, the inner critic, the voice in your head, you know, that keeps on saying you're not good enough. Actually, this person has got more than you, and if only. And it's the ifs, the if I could, if, you know, why is this not happening to me? Or why is this happening to me again? And it's constantly looking at the what I call the story factory. And the story factory could be your voice, or it could be your mother's or your father's voice. It could be an old teacher's voice. But when we actually look about it, look at it, it's amazing how many hours per week we spend in worry and disconnection. And, you know, even if it's on the low side, maybe 5 hours a day that you're in hurry worry, if you add that up, 5 hours per day for a whole week, and then you times it by, you know, 31 days, and then you times it by, you know, a whole year, you know, it could be about 250 odd hours per year that you're spending in hurry worry. And it's looking at it and just going, I have to break the cycle. You know, it steals our time, it steals our energy, and most importantly, it steals our presence. Because if we're in hurry worry and we're not living in the flow, we're not present for our loved ones, we're not present for our children, you know, our wives, our husbands, you know, and we just don't capture the magic moments, which is really what life is about. You know, people have spoken to, and we're just coming up to a break, but we'll talk about this again, and we'll carry on after the break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man. your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So let's just talk about inner conflicts for a couple of minutes. You know, they come in many different forms. You want to create something in your life. Maybe it's more money. Maybe go out and buy a luxury item, start a project, maybe take your business to the next level. And it, you know, or maybe you'd like to meet the man or woman of your dreams. And it's something that you want consciously. But what is happening at an unconscious level is you start to look at different aspects of your life and you're not congruent with what you want to create. On one hand, you want to take your business to the next level. However, on the other hand, although you're not aware of it, you believe that money is hard to make. You know, classic one, of course, is money doesn't grow on trees. Or you have to work really, really hard for success in business. Or if you are successful in business, you'll have to sacrifice another area of your life. But you may not be aware of it right now. And these incongruences are what make inner resistance. And it saps your energy. It saps your time. And it prevents you from being present in your daily life. And ultimately, when you're in that state, you don't have the energy to create what you want. You know, have you ever felt like you've taken three steps forward and two steps backwards? Have you ever wondered, why is this happening to me again? It's like you know you're only operating on 25, 30 or 40% of your capacity. And it's what you're carrying around. It's like a lead backpack of these inner conflicts. And you're just simply not aware of it. So, you know, one of the reasons we kick off the year with becoming alive is to actually help us deal with some of these conflicts so that we can get free and into the flow. So it's a great one. I've loved that weekend. And it's, you know, we've had many different people and hundreds of people doing it who've got really great results. And we use Breath for Life Breathwork as a tool during that workshop. But it's, as I said, it's the kickoff to the new year. But we run all sorts of different courses during the year. We also run our Reiki 1s and Reiki 2 courses, which are done, you know, very on-site, hands-on, small groups, which are fantastic. And, you know, I laugh with Matthew and I go, you know, we've got many different Reiki teachers working within Acorn to Oak, using the same handouts and the same structure. But it's, you know, it's very much, you know, there's always an art and a science to things. The science is what, you know, is the bedrock of what we teach. But the art obviously is very much depending on which Reiki master, because, you know, again, one of the things that Acorn to Oak is the prerequisite for being an Acorn to Oak Reiki teacher is you've got a great sense of humour and fun. So, yeah, which is so, so important. And, you know, and during the year, we do all sorts of different courses. We basically have, it's like pearls beyond price. We drop pearls beyond price throughout the whole year. We do shamanic breath. We do wild women courses, which is again one of my favorites, where we obviously a wild women's course, it is for women only, And, you know, one of the things I think very much with Acorn to Oak is about, it's got to be fun-filled, it's got to be joyous, and it's got to be inspiring. And one of the things that the facilitators realise is because I bang it into them, basically, is that, you know, the one thing that we have in our mind is, can we love these people enough to take them and hold them safely on their journey? And if the answer is no, then I would definitely say to the person, we need to refer you on to somebody else. Because it's not about making sales. It's about attracting our soul tribe, our soul family, so that we can, you know, love each other and enjoy each other and learn from each other and all travel along the same path towards personal evolution. So, yeah, I've been, again, ranting, so I'm going to hand over to Matthew.
Yeah, chomping at the bit. So it's, I just find myself nodding away when you're talking, and I think some of the teachings is one of the most profound things that's helped me along on the pathway. When I first met Penny, I was a builder by trade. The only real knowledge I had around energy was knowledge around martial arts and Bruce Lee, and that energy could be channeled and used as a force. Other than that, I had no knowledge or sort of truth around spirituality. I'd heard people talking about it, never really understood it. At the time, anything that was spiritual probably would have put me off, and that's the thing I loved about Acorn to Oak, was the science and the medical knowledge behind the spiritual is second to none, and it's what helped me really, really grasp what's real and where energy comes from and how energy works. And actually, that's what's really helped me evolve, because again, there's a lot of love and light and fluffy bunnies that talk about stuff that isn't actual real spirituality. And to for me to evolve in the way that I have, you have to dig into the emotional side, and obviously doing Reiki courses along the way. I remember being really keen on wanting to do my mastership, and again, it's the thing I love about the training at Acorn to Oak. Penny said to me, "Is I'm not going to put 1,000 volts through you if you can only take 250 at the moment. It wouldn't do you any good. It wouldn't do me any good. And quite frankly, I'm not willing to bear the karma on it." And that's when I sort of stepped back and realised, whoa, this is real serious stuff. And it's the whole with great I can't remember the saying, with great knowledge comes great responsibility. And that's the thing I loved about Acorn to Oak, is it's not about trying to make as much money as you can from people, which often a lot of businesses, that's what businesses run on. We would rather help people that want to do the work and give them the truth. And I think that's why it's really, really sort of snowballing at the moment, because there's a lot of people out there that are sort of feel as though they're being misled and don't really understand things. And they've tried various different spiritual practices, I know, and they're all very good in their own right. But it's understanding the whole bigger picture, which, again, I got from the training I did. The secret is very, very good. But I get a lot of people sort of say, oh, well, it worked at first, but then it stopped working. And I say to them, well, it's not that the secret stopped working. It's that you failed to understand the messages. And I know I've spoken about this before, and it's kind of like if you're trying to manifest something for the first time, the universe is going to give you it, sort of, or give you something to show you that it works. The trouble is people then get greedy, and it's like a kid at Christmas. Rather than maybe one or two things on the list, you up it to 50 and think, well, it's the law of attraction, it's going to work. And you may get, again, you may get one or two, but you get lessons as well. And if you learn, if you catch the lessons and you learn from them and you make the effort and do the work, it will continue to work. But you have to realize that you have to evolve with it as well. So I get a lot of clients that say that they've tried, again, mindfulness. So they've done a lot of work around some NLP stuff, new empowering decisions. We call them NEDs. But it is sort of changing your thought patterns and looking at what you're thinking. And as Penny was referencing earlier, it's looking at how many hours a day you spend worrying. Because to me, worrying is praying for what you don't want. So I think I worked it out before. I was spending between 4 and 5 hours a day worrying about stuff, which worked out to be, I think it was something around 1,600 hours a year worrying about stuff. And you think, well, if you're spending 1,600 hours a year worrying about things, what do you think you're going to manifest? So by doing the work and digging in and changing some of the mindset, it will change things. However, again, I've had a lot of people say, yes, I can take, I tell myself that things will change and there's a part of me that believes it, but I don't feel it. How can I change that? Mm-hmm. And again, that's the sort of diverse training at Acorn to Oak, that's exactly what Breath for Life does. When you want to change your mindset, you use mindfulness, you use something designed to work with a conscious mind. But if you want to change how you feel and the experiences that you attract, for me it's the subconscious every single time. That, out of everything, that's been the one thing for me that's been most life-changing. And it's not to say that all the other things haven't changed my life, because they have. However, it's the training and what I've learned over the years and being sort of drip-fed for my own good. Because again, if we spoke about some of the detailed stuff we involve on our shows to somebody that's consciousness is not stretched, it goes over their head like a 747. So that's what I love about the sort of the personal evolution, is it's started this baby step. So I was introduced to energy work. For me, I hit breath work first, but that was because that's what I needed to turn my life around in that moment. But it was the learning about energy and then learning about control of energy and how to use energy in a good way. I mean, it can only be used in a good way. That's a fact. If anybody tried to use it in a negative way, well, we know the world of the universe, they'd be using it on themselves. So, but it's, again, it's learning about classroom management, and it's going real in depth. Our mastership is 5 weekends. It's real detailed, and the science it proves it. It backs it up. And the thing I love about one of Penny's mottos, as I would call them, is don't believe what I'm telling you. Go and test it. And I just loved that, because there's a part of, even if there's a part of you that doesn't believe it, you'll go and test it and realize it's true. But that's what I loved about it. It was like there's a scientific explanation, there's a huge spiritual side, but don't believe me, go and test the system. Try it out. And that's what I love about it. You haven't got the hard sell with often a lot of the courses is hard sell, but it's kind of, we're not about that. It's about helping people. That's the goal, and it's helping people to help themselves as well. That's the the dream.
I think so, and you know, it brings to my mind one of our lasses who started their Reiki journey and did their Reiki 1, then they did the Reiki 2, and then it took them 9 years to do the Reiki pathway. Because basically they were just taking on board at their own pace. And you know, when you turn around and you get people who need that extra time, it's really important that you help and support people do it at their own pace. And it's not about, as you were quite rightly saying, the next sale or pushing people to grow faster than they feel able or comfortable doing. And, you know, as you said, the weekends for the Reiki, it's, you know, advanced healing techniques, it's psychic development, it's spiritual development, it's self-realization. It's advanced healing, advanced energy techniques, which is a wild weekend in Glastonbury. Having lots of fun, lots of belly laughs, lots of personal exploring. And we end up going into the centre of Stonehenge that weekend, which is just truly amazing to be in Stonehenge. And they get a Reiki Master attunement there, and then the Master 3-day training. And even that, to me, sometimes feels a bit rushed. But, you know, people turn around and say, oh, yeah, you know, Reiki Mastership, I did it in a day. And I look at that and I go, what? You must be joking. You know, you couldn't even begin to understand what Reiki Mastership is about. I mean, don't get me wrong, being a Reiki Master doesn't make you some type of guru. It's meaning that you've learnt the techniques that you need to teach other people how to do Reiki. And, you know, for me, I'm very science-based anyway. And, you know, one of the proprietary technologies that we have is the energetic model of health, cure and disease, which is also based very much on the energetics of homeopathy, and talks about, you know, how pathology arrives in the body, how pathology leaves the body, and energetically bringing in, obviously, the chakra system and everything else. And we learn the energetics of it, and then taking it bigger and bigger each time we meet a whole bunch of students, which is great fun. And it's, from my point of view, I love to teach Reiki 1, because it's like you meet people and they're like a closed bud, and they're very closed, and they don't have a huge amount of knowledge about energy. And then over the weekend, you see them developing and opening like a beautiful rose. And it is the most gobsmacking, amazing experience to watch people go through when they start to unfold those leaves of the rose, and they, you know, and as the rose opens, the most amazing scent and everything else. And it is truly, you know, I don't often talk about how much of an honor it is to be a teacher or a facilitator, but my word, I tell you, you wouldn't want another job. So we're just about to go for the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
We are talking about your life. Ever wonder, is this as good as it gets? No, it could be so much better. At Acorn to Oak, we know you are seeking more happiness, joy, unconditional love, financial freedom, passion, and purpose. Find your unique mojo and live an extraordinary life. Want to know more? Contact us at our website, acorntooak.org.uk.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
So we're back and we're just talking about, a year in the life of Acorn to Oak. And as you, I hope we've told you, is we have great fun and joy, and it's really important for us to help people understand their greatest potential and their inner genius. And, you know, whatever frustration you're experiencing in your life, whether it's your life or business, you know, are they going to work? You know, do you want to actually say, okay, mark the date right here, right now, of when I'm hearing Penny talk about this? And do I want to be in exactly the same place next year at this time? You know, you've always wanted more financial abundance, more freedom, a higher quality of life, you know, to have a greater impact, to feel more confident, experience more joy, more meaning, more fulfillment. And to you, if you're looking at other people, they're rocking it. However, on the inside, you just don't feel that you're moving fast enough, despite all the hard work that you've been putting in, you know? So in 1 year's time, you'd like to see significant changes in both your daily life and your business life. And it doesn't have to be that hard. You know, we are here to help. You know, you're smart. If you could have done it alone, you would have done it already. Okay? There is nothing wrong with you. There are so many things that you don't know that you don't know. And it's really important then to reach out and find either a coach or a mentor or somebody who can help you, you know, decipher this map that you've been thrown at birth and you have no idea even which way to hold it up. you know. As Matthew says, he gets passionate about things. I get hugely passionate about this. Because unless we ask, how on earth are we going to find out? You know, it's really so, so important. So the way, you know, you want to achieve all is to follow a proven path which creates the results that you want with expert guidance, a shift in mindset, a trusted community, which will keep you on track and accountable. Okay? It all starts with saying yes to a bigger future. Once you have committed to that, you can change the course of your trajectory professionally and personally. What previously seemed too far out of reach will begin to materialize in your life. It's that easy. All you have to do is take the first step in courage and with faith. It's time you activated your greatness. Again, Acorn to Oak is here to help.
And it's really, really important point on all of it, to be honest. And I really, really felt your passion there. It's when you cook it on gas and you're passionate about something, boy, do people feel it. And it's, I think it's so, so critical that the first step often is the hardest step. We can tell ourselves stories around that we can't do it, or it's going to be difficult, or whatever the stories are. It could be, I can't afford it, this, that and the other, whatever. We all have stories when we first start out. And it's just, as Penny said, having some faith. And if you want to know if Acorn to Oak's teachings work, I'm proof of that. That if you do the personal work and you clear yourself out enough, you can become a practitioner, and you can have the joy of spreading the word and also helping people in the way that you feel you've been helped. So, in a way, by helping others do the work, I'm in some way paying back for the teachings I've had, and it's only because I've stuck by it and gone by the teachings that I'm now able to be part of the teaching team. Because again, it's when we're talking about evolution, the Reiki is almost sort of quite basic compared to sort of the breathwork and the emotional development and working with the subconscious and that sort of thing. And it is that evolution. And if you stick with the program and the teachings, you could have the exact profound changes that I've had in my life. And that's not only emotional freedom, whereby it doesn't matter what you've had to deal with in your life. And we all have stuff that we've had to deal with. Nobody's had the perfect life. So whether it's child abuse, whether it's serious physical pathology, whether it's rape, whether whatever you've been through, it could be losing parents, family. Death is a huge thing that affects a lot of people, and they never really move forward from it. And there's so much in there, even down to kids being bullied at school, which turns them into a recluse, which means they don't then do well at school where they were before, and their whole life pans out in a because of one or a few situations. And it's about dealing with them and moving past them. And like I said, by dealing with my stuff, that is just the most amazing life experience on its own. To do the personal work and gain freedom from the pain that you're in, the suffering you're in, the mindset, the amount of people. In some ways, I feel like the world's gone mad because there's so many people living in situations that are not good for them and won't take the first step. And very much I was one of those people for years and years. So although I say I don't understand the behaviour, I did it myself. It is that you almost want to sort of like shake the world up and say, come on, wake up, people. Like, it's time to make a change. Don't spend another year in the relationship, the abusive relationship you've been in for how many years. Don't spend another year in that job that you don't wake up in the morning and think, oh, can't wait to get to work. Whatever it is, if you ask yourself or say to yourself, oh, I'd really like to change this, like, do it. Stop talking about it. Take the first step, because it is the hardest. It's that committing to self. And again, that's where I say the world's gone mad. It's like so many people are not willing to commit to themselves. And it's really sad when you think that people can't do that. Many people can do it for family members and friends, but they can't do it for themselves. And that's where we're trying to raise the awareness and saying, like, we need to stop living like this. And if we all evolve, then we can create a huge butterfly effect. If more people are connected, even just connected to the universe in what matters, climate change, there'll be more effort put into that, because again, people will be releasing more passion into what they want to do. For me, it's helping people.
It's really it's really interesting at the moment. I don't know if you've got this in the USA, but we've got a government advert on the TV in the UK at the moment about getting Britain talking. And basically talking about mental health and the fact that we don't talk to each other anymore. And they were actually talking about on Britain's Got Talent, I think. They actually stopped the show for a couple of minutes so people could actually talk to each other during the programme, which was really quite... It's really quite sad to realise that, you know, we've got to have people on the TV telling us to talk to each other. And, you know, one of the missions at Acorn to Oak is to activate your potential in life. You know, we don't subscribe to the idea that you should conform to the status quo or stay small to stay safe. And, you know, we're a community united by commitment to personal evolution.
Yeah.
You know, taking inspired action and breaking through our current barriers consistently. And I know I've been banging on about doing things consistently for some time, but it's consistent action which will move you forward. And, you know, and also, you know, connecting to our willingness to be bolder than we've ever played before. Playing the big game, you know, which aligns you with your heart and your calling, you know, in pursuit of leaving the world a better place than we entered it. And I think, you know, that's me, you know. You know, let me work hard so that it's a better place than when I first got there. And hopefully, you know, I'm going to be here for a long, long time, and therefore I've got some time to do some more stuff as well. So a year in the life of Acorn to Oak is very much about helping people to change what they would like to change at a fundamental level. And very much it's using all sorts of well-proven processes and symptom systems and frameworks in order to help people create an extraordinary life. You know, it's time we all activated our greatness.
Yeah, it's very much what 2020 feels like. I know very much a lot of people are going through it. It does seem as though a lot of people are waking up, especially to mental health. And I think I'm going to be careful not to go into a rant on this one, because there's a lot of stigma around mental health, and it's the word mental. And mental is referred to as, well, they're crazy, there's something wrong with them. And this is why I think a lot of people are scared to talk about it, because they don't want to be judged. So unfortunately that's the end of the show, but I hope you all
I know we could talk for hours.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so if you feel inspired, get in touch. I hope you all have an amazing week, and I'll speak to you next week.
Okay, take care, guys.